This year, as in most years, Nitzavim Vayelech is read as a double parsha before Rosh Hashanah, and then Hazinu falls out between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on the Shabbos that we refer to as Shabbos Shuva. Why do we refer to it as Shabbos Shuva? Al Shem, the first word of the Haftorah. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So we have Parshas Hazinu as well as the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuva. In order to understand the first pasuk of Hazinu, we have to give a little bit of background. We have to go back to Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah tells us, if Chas V'Shalom, the Jews are not going to keep mitzvahs properly, and if they sink to the depths to even be Oved Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says, Avod Tovedun, they will be destroyed, and they will not have Arichus Yomim in Eretz Yisrael. And then the pasuk says, Ha'idosi b'chem hayom es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz. And I will call as edim, as witnesses, shamayim ve'aretz. And Rashi tells us, shamayim ve'aretz, kayomim le'olam. Shamayim ve'aretz are here forever. As long as there are Jews, there will be a shamayim ve'aretz. Ve'kasher tikre eschem hara'ah. And when chas v'shalom, the tochacha, the terrible tochacha of Parshas Kisavo comes to pass, you edim, shani, hisarti, b'chem. So the Shemayim V'aretz will serve as witnesses that the Jewish people were warned. That's Parshas Nitzavim. Then, at the end of Parshas Vayelech, the pasuk says, V'a'ida bam es ha-Shemayim ve'es ha-aretz. I am calling to witness Shemayim V'aretz. And Rashi here asks the question, why do we need the same pasuk in Nitzavim and Vayelech? We already said, Ha'idosi b'chem hayom es ha-Shemayim ve'es ha-aretz. Rashi answers that the pasuk in Nitzavim, Ha'idosi b'chem hayom es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz, that was said to the Jews. To the Jewish people, you should know that I am going to call Shemayim ve'aretz to be the witnesses. And now, Va'ayid abam es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz, now we're calling the Shemayim ve'aretz to function as the witnesses. And that takes us into the very beginning of Parshas Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu ha-shamayim ve'adabera v'sishma ha-aretz imrefi. Listen, Shemayim, and I will speak. Listen, Eretz, to what I have to say. So, with the Mefarshim, we already talk about why is it split up into two halves. By Shemayim is in one half of the pasuk, and Shmia, Hashemayim is in one half, Eretz is the other half. One has a Lashon Hazinu, one has a Lashon of Shmia. We're not going to get into that. Rashi, at the beginning of Hazinu, tells us, now, the Shemayim of Eretz are being called to be witnesses. Shani Masar Behem B'Yisrael V'tiyu Eidim B'davar. Shemayim V'aretz are the witnesses that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. V'lama Heid Behem Shemayim V'aretz. Why did he ask the Shemayim V'aretz to be the witnesses? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, Ani Basav Adam, I'm a human being. L'machar Meis, tomorrow I'm going to die. Im Yomru Yisrael Lo Kibalnu Aleinu Abris. If the Jewish people are going to claim at some point in the future that they never accepted upon themselves the Torah, they never accepted the brachos and klolos, mi bo makhisham, who's going to come contradict the Jews? Lefichach heid behem shemayim v'aretz. And therefore, he called upon the shemayim v'aretz, who, as we said before, are kayomim le'olam, shemayim v'aretz will always be here, in order to testify and to be the witnesses that the Jews did in fact accept the Torah. Why shemayim v'aretz? So Rashi now brings down two pshatim, edim shekayamim la'olam, because the Shemayim v'aretz are edim that are here forever. V'od, and furthermore, says Rashi, shem yizku yavo edim v'iten tzcharam. If the Jews act properly and they fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, all the mitzvahs all the time, so then these edim, the Shemayim v'aretz, will give the reward. There'll be plenty of rain, there'll be plenty of produce, there'll be shefa of parnasa. And chas v'shalom, if the Jews are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, so chas v'shalom, as we read in Kriyat Shema, the sky will close up, there won't be rain, the land will close up, the land will shut down, there won't be produce. And the Kli Yakar asks what seems to be a very simple question, but he gives a very strong and meaningful answer. The Kli Yakar asks, V'chi ha-shamayim v'aretz yesh lahem pel hoid? Shemayim v'aretz are supposed to be edim, but they don't have a mouth with which to testify, with which to speak. So how can they be the edim? And the Kli Yakar explains, based on a very famous Gemara that we're all familiar with, at the beginning of the Bria, or actually at the beginning of the Torah, but at the end of the Bria, by this last day of creation, the sixth day, the pasuk says, "Vayera v'yivoker yom ha shishi." Yom HaShishi. And Chazal asked, why does it say Yom HaShishi? It says Yom Sheni Shlishi Revi Chamishi. Why all of a sudden HaShishi? To tell us Shekol HaBriya, that the entire creation was dependent and was hanging in the balance and waiting for a different Yom HaShishi. This hay is hinting to us there's a different Shishi. Shishi B'Sivan, the day of Kabbalah Satorah. If the Jews are going to accept the Torah good, the Bria, the creation, will continue to exist as it was created. But if not, Hashem says, I will return the entire world to Tohu Vavohu. And therefore, says the Kli Yakar, Shemayim V'aretz don't have to speak in order to testify. The fact that Shemayim V'aretz are Kayam, that there is a world, that is the clearest proof, Edus Brura, that the Jews accepted the Torah. Because if the Jews had not accepted the Torah, there would be no world. The entire Bria was contingent and dependent upon Vav Sivan at Har Sinai. If the Jews accept the Torah good, the world will continue to exist. But if the Jews, Chas V'Shalom, choose not to accept the Torah, there can be no world. And that's Pshat, says the Kli Yakar. The fact that Shemayim V'aretz are here, as long as they're here, we know that the Jews accepted the Torah. And then the Kli Yakar goes on to explain a little bit more deeply. Why is Kiyam Shemayim V'aretz Tali in the Torah? And the Kli Yakar answers, Shemayim V'aretz, Elyonim and Tachtonim are two opposites, the physical and the spiritual. And the physical and the spiritual, the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, the Shemayim V'aretz, they need a medium with which to meet. They need an Emtza'i, they need something in the middle, they need something to connect them, to bridge the two. What bridges the physical and the spiritual, says the Kli Yakar? Human beings. Adam. Adam is a combination of physical and spiritual. And that harkava, that combination that the human being represents, physical and spiritual, comes about through the Torah. Our spirituality comes about through the Torah. For without the Torah, says the Kli Yakar, we're like a behema. And we wouldn't have any shaychus to spirituality. It's through the Torah that we're zocha to have a neshama tahora, that we're zocha to have a chelek min al yonim, and we are the bridge. We are what connects Shemayim V'aretz. We are what connects the physical and the spiritual. Human being, through the Torah, is the bridge that connects Shemayim V'aretz. Nefesh HaChaim says this very beautifully. He says, Adam is a sulam. That sulam of Yaakov Avinu, sulam utzav arza v'rosha magia shemaima. That is an Adam. We are both physical and spiritual. And who determines Yaakov Avinu had a sulam utzav arza v'rosha magia shemaim with malachei Elokim olim v'yardimbo? What's on our sulam? Says the Nefesh HaChaim. What's on our sulam is dependent upon the way we act, the way we speak, and even the way we think. Dependent on how we act, how we speak, how we think, that determines what is going up and down our sulam. Man is a sulam, he's the connection, he's the bridge between the physical and the spiritual, the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, the Shemayim V'aretz. We see this very clearly in the Braisa and Chagiga Daf Tezayin. Shisha Dvarim Ne'amru B'bnei Adam. There are six things that are said about human beings. Three ways in which we're similar to Malochim, Malochei Ashares, and three ways in which we're similar to animals. How are we similar to Malachi Ashares? We have Das, we have Dibor, and we walk Bekoma's Kufa. We walk upright on 2 feet. And in three ways we resemble the animals. We eat and we drink, we procreate, and we use the bathroom. And therefore human being, as we said before, is the bridge. We're a combination. On the one hand, we're a combination of a malach, on the other hand, we have in us a behemut. We have ruchnias and gashmias, part malach, part behema. And there's a tension, there's a friction between the guf and between the neshama. And it's our job in this world, and Revolbi writes very strongly in his introduction to Ali Shur, Chelek Aleph, that the entire purpose of creation is for a human being to take the malach half of him, the spiritual half of him, and overpower and conquer and be minatzeach to win over the guf, the physical half. And he says that was the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu after Har Sinai. Moshe came down, Karan Or Panav, his face was glowing. Moshe Rabbeinu had purified himself to the level of a malach. For 40 days and 40 nights, he wasn't involved in achila v'shtiyah. He wasn't involved in pur vu. He wasn't involved in going to the bathroom. There are two psukim in Tehillim and Perek Mem Tes, the Perek that said in the Beis HaAvel, that also mention this tension, this friction, and this idea that human beings are a combination of Malach and Behema. Two psukim are very similar. Adam bikar v'lo yavin. An Adam is so yakar, he's so precious. The Radak says it's talking about the neshama. The Malbim says the neshama, which lives forever, is true preciousness, yakar amiti. However, v'lo yavin, we don't understand. We don't understand that we come from tachas akis yakov. We don't understand that our neshama is kaviyachal, a piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with tremendous, tremendous potential. And therefore, nimshal kabehemos yidmu. And we think that we're like animals. We eat like animals. Sometimes we act like animals. And therefore, Adam bikar bal yalin, or Adam bikar v'lo yavin, human being has to understand he's very, very yakar. He's very, very precious. He has a tremendous, tremendous neshama. And he has to act accordingly. But if he's lo yavin, if he doesn't understand, he thinks he's just a piece of goof, he's just a physical being, then he's like a behema. And the Radak goes on to explain, the Malbim goes on to explain, a person who acts like a behema in his lifetime will die as a behema as well. A person who acts as a Adam Bikar, as a precious neshama that he is, will be zocha to live in the Olam HaEmes, Lenetzach, Nitzochim. And this is the pasuk, these are two psukim that appear in Perek Mem Tes that said in the Beis HaAvel. And the psukim that come in between these two psukim are other psukim that try to emphasize to us the importance of the spiritual over the physical. The pasuk says, Al tira ki asher ish. Someone became very rich. Okay, Al tira, don't be so worried. Al tira ki asher ish. Ki yirbe kvo beisa. A person has a lot of wealth, a lot of covet. Don't worry. Ki lo b'moso yikacha kol lo yered acharav kivado. Very, very powerful psukim. A person dies, his wealth and his covet is all worthless. He doesn't take it with him. The only thing we take with us is the degree to which our neshama conquered our guf, the degree to which we purified ourselves and brought ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that we take with us. Ali Shor brings on something tremendous from Rav Simcha Zissel Mikelm. He says that if Darwin would have seen Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he never would have come up with a theory that human beings come from monkeys. But Darwin saw human beings acting like monkeys. Human beings follow their taivas. So, we have some resemblances to monkeys. If we act like monkeys, so Darwin said, hey, maybe we come from monkeys. Says Rav Simcha Zissel Mikelm, I could never make such a mistake because I had the schus to see the tzaddik yisod olam, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. When you see a tzaddik yisod olam, a person who's kulo neshama, who's conquered his guf 100%, whose neshama is the one controlling him, the friction and the tension between the malach half and the behemah half, the malach half has totally conquered the behemah half, so then there's no havamina, one can never even entertain the possibility that we come from monkeys. So we see that Adam comes min al yonim, we are neshama tahorahi from tachas kisi akavod, Adam bikar, very precious, we're domet tamalachi ashares, and Adam is a sulam. Moods of Arts of Rosh Magia Shemaima, bridges the Elyonim with the Tachtonim. Everything that we do, all of our actions, have tremendous impact. Nefesh HaChaim talks about the impact on the Olamos Elyonim. Every time we do a mitzvah, we create Olamos. Every time Chas V'Shalom, a Jew does an Avera, he destroys those Olamos. And the tremendous Hashpah that those Olamos Elyonim have on us down here. And this Yesod and this idea about the tremendous potential of the neshama is also brought down in this week's Haftorah. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What's pshat? Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. I once heard a certain mashkiach from Yerushalayim, I don't remember who it was, a very chashuv mashkiach, and he went over and over and over, Shuva Yisrael. You know how far a person can go with shuva? Ad Hashem Elokecha. A person can go ad velo ad bichlal, can reach Hashem Elokecha. That's how high a person can go. And the Gemara in Yuma Pevav tells us, Amar Rabbi Levi, Gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisi hakavod. Tshuva is so chashuv, it can bring a person all the way to the kisi hakavod. Shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Through tshuva, person can reach tremendous, tremendous heights. we sometimes think, ah, oh, we've done averas, we've done things in high school we shouldn't have done, so we're not pure, we're not, there's always something missing from us. But we have to understand, b'makom shebalei tshuva omdin ein tzadikim gemurim omdim. Through tshuva, a person can reach tremendous, tremendous heights. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Rav Huttner, in a very famous letter to a Talmud, writes that when the pasuk says, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, a tzadik falls 7 times, but he gets up, it doesn't mean that even though he fell 7 times, he still got back up on his horse. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, explains Rav Huttner, is through the falling down, a person is zochet to grow to even greater heights. It's a yerida l'tzorach aliyah. We have to use the yeridos. We daven and we try very hard that there shouldn't be yeridos. But we're human beings. And when a person has that yerida, he has to use that yerida l'tzorach aliyah to be zocha, to be called a true baal tshuva. The tshuva that's magas akisi akavod. Tshuva that's ad Hashem Elokecha. And we also see this medrash, we also see this idea very beautifully in a medrash in Parshas Kedoshim. The medrash says, Kedoshim to you. Well, the pasuk says Kedoshim to you. And the medrash commenting on the pasuk Kedoshim to you says, Yachol Kamoni. You might think that a Jew can reach a level of Kedusha Kamoni, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Talmud Lomar. That's why the pasuk continues to say, Ki Kedosh Ani Hashem Lokecha. I Hashem am Kadosh. What does that mean? Kedusha Si Lamala Mikdusha Schem. My Kedusha, says Hashem, is greater than your Kedusha. So Sefer Torah Ladas brings down that he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Gedalia Shor, listen to this Medrash. Kedoshim to you, you should be Kadosh. Yochol Kamoni, you might think you could be as Kadosh as I, Hashem, am. Talmud Lomar, Ki Kedosh Ani, my Kedusha is greater than your Kedusha. Listen to this Havamina. There's a Havamina in the Medrash that we can reach a level of Kedusha Kamoni, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. And we need a pasuk to tell us, no, Hashem's Kedusha will always be Lamala Mikdusha Shem. You have to listen to the Lashon of the Torah Ladas. Mehava Mina Zuroim. We see from this Hava Mina of the Medrash, Ad Heichan Yochol HaAdam, how far a person can go, Lalos Bamalos HaKedusha V'Atara. How far, how high a person can reach in levels of Kedusha V'Atara. Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. A human being is created b'tzelem elokim v'nishmaso hichelek eloka mimal. Our neshama is kaviyachol a piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have tremendous potential to reach almost ad Hashem Elokecha, almost kamoni. Talmud Lomar kedusha si lamala mikdusha shem. But look at the Havamina. We can reach such great heights if we work on ourselves, if we strive. And he brings down a raya from Bereishis Rabbah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, the Malachim made a mistake. They thought it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were about to sing Shira, and then Adam had fallen asleep. And then they realized, no, this is not the one we say Shira to, this is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, even the Malachim made a mistake. Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell us, Yochol Kamoni, no, Kedushasi Lamala Mekedushaschem. But we see, if a person works on himself, he learns Musar, he internalizes the Musar. She learns Musar. She internalizes the Musar. That a person can reach tremendous, tremendous heights. We often sell ourselves short. We think that we emphasize the Chatzi Behema. We don't emphasize the Chatzi Malach, that we have tremendous, tremendous potential. We can reach tremendous heights. Both Rav Katz and Rav Nevenzal spoke this week and gave Sichot and spoke about Sheifas. A person has to have Sheifot, aspirations. A person has to strive for greatness. Rav Nevenzal likes to bring down the Tana, the Be'er Liyo. Person has to say, Mosai Yagiu Maasai L'Maasai Avotai. When will my deeds reach the deeds of my forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov? We have to think of the tremendous potential that we have. Mosai Yagiu Maasai L'Maasai Avotai. And Rav Nevenzal asks, well, what does that mean? Have we reached the level of the Achronim, of Chavetz Chaim, Reb Akiva Eger, Vilna Gaon, of the Rishonim, Amoraim, Tanoim? We're striving to be like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're so far from that. We don't even approach the toenails of the Chavetz Chaim. How can we strive to be like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And Rav Nevenzal explains, we need sheifas, we need aspirations, we need to strive for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then maybe we'll be zocha to be half of a Chavetz Chaim. I remember when I was in high school, I had a teacher who was extreme, a killer teacher. And I used to come home from school and tell my parents, I'm striving for an 80. And my mother said to me, if you strive for an 80, you're going to get a 70. If you strive for 100, then maybe you'll get an 80. Or maybe you'll surprise yourself. You'll even get an 85. That's this Yisod from Rav Nevenzel. If you strive for the stars, you strive to be Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so then we can be half a Chavetz Chaim. If we strive to be a Chavetz Chaim, then we won't come close to the levels we can reach. Whatever we're striving for, that we have a goal, we have aspirations, so that propels us to push further and further. Everyone has tremendous, tremendous kochos and tremendous, tremendous potential, and we're chayev to take all of those kochos and all of that potential and use it for avodas Hashem. Rabbi Frand, on one of his tshuva tapes, mentions the fact that we say hundreds of alchets throughout the day of Yom Kippur. And then when it comes to Ne'ilah, the pinnacle of Yom Kippur, and we're waiting for all the alchets, there are none. And at the end of Ne'ilah, we have one line that says over there, L'man nechtal me'oshek adenu. We daven Hashem, help us that we shouldn't be ganovim. And Rabbi Frand asks, we shouldn't be ganovim? What does it mean we shouldn't be ganovim? There's so many different averas to be discussing at the pinnacle of Yom Kippur. Why are we emphasizing this one avera? We drop all the alchets, Hashem, we shouldn't be ganovim. So I think Rabbi Frank quoted the Chidush Arim, who said the Gneva here is not talking about shoplifting, it's not talking about bank robbing, it's not talking about cheating on one's taxes. The Gneva over here is talking about stealing the kochos and stealing the tremendous potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested in every single one of us. Hashem has given us tremendous kochos, tremendous potential. We have a job to do in this world, a tafkid to fulfill. And if we don't use those kochos properly and we don't strive to reach our potential, then we're stealing. We're ganavim. We've stolen those kochos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard this week a Chinuch Habanim lecture from Rabbi Brizak. He said, in the name of Rav Adis, Rosh Hashiva of Kol Yaakov, what's a person's tafkid? So it's not always so simple, what's a person's tafkid? But he said, wherever a person finds himself, so he has a tafkid in that makom. So it could be a person sometimes has to leave a certain makom. And he was talking about Dafke Chinuch Habanim. If Hashem made you a father, you're zochet to be a father, so then you have to use your kochos, and one of your tafkidim at least is to be the best father that you can be. But wherever a person finds himself, as long as he's there, he has a tachlis in that makom, he has a tafkid, and he has to use all of his kochos to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim over there. I want to conclude with two ideas from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down that on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, in Halachas of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he encourages us to learn Musar, and he tells us that the Arizal and the Gra say it's a chiyuv to learn Musar every single day, not just Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but the entire year. And I thought that a very good Kabbalah for a person to really help one's Ruchnias is to try to come a couple of minutes early to shul with a Musar Sefer. Messias Hasharim, Shari Tshuva, Orchos Tzadikim, Orchos Yosher, Nefesh HaChaim, whatever it is, Chovas Alvavos, and spend a couple of minutes before davening learning Musar. That way we're learning Musar, we come on time to davening, we're preparing for Tefillah, and working on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Yaros Dvash, Reb Yonasan Eibshit, says that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, if you take out Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's 7 days left. And those 7 days correspond to the 7 days of the week. And a person can do tshuva each day for any averas that he's done during that day, for that day during the entire year. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, by Hilchos Mincha, we know that we read Maftir Yonah. Why do we read Maftir Yonah at Mincha on Yom Kippur? So one reason, the famous reason, is because the people of Nineveh did tshuva, and so too are we obligated to do tshuva. But the Mishnah Berurah goes on to give a second answer, an extremely, extremely powerful answer. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'od, this is in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Beis, Va'od She'ein Yecholin Levroach Min Hashem Yisbarach. Maftir Yonah shows us that you can't run away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then he explains on the bottom in the Shara Tzion, what does that mean? V'kavanosam, Ki ha'odom choshev kama pa'omim li'ayish esatzmo. A person feels that to give up hope, he can't do it. She'en yachol atakim b'shum ofen. He has things that he has to work on. He has issues he has to deal with. He has bad midos that he has to control, and he feels he can't do it, and he wants to give up. Va'al ken yisnoig tamim b'ofen echad. He decides that he's not going to work on it. He's going to ignore his calling. If Hashem wants to kill him, he'd rather die than work on those issues and those midos that he has to work on. Says the Shara Atzin of Al-Tawazu, it's a terrible, terrible mistake. Shesof dover yeah. You know what's going to be in the end? Whatever it is that Hashem wants a certain nefesh to work on and to correct, he must correct it. He will come again and again to this world until he does it right. This is not a Chassidish Rebbe. This is the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim. He must correct whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to correct. If so, why should a person go through the tremendous tsar involved in dying and coming back? And the proof is from Yonah, he says. God wanted Yonah to go prophesy to the people of Nineveh, and he didn't want to do it. And he ran away to the sea. Makom shel Yisrael avod Hashchina. He went to the sea where there is no Hashras Hashchina. Wow, looks like Yonah is winning. God wants Yonah to prophesy. Yonah doesn't want to do it. There's a fight. Yonah runs to the sea. 1 point Yonah. He can't get Nevuah at the sea. V'ra'inu shenitba bayam. And then he sunk in the ocean. Wow, looks like 2 points for Yonah. He's not going to have to say this prophecy. He's about to drown. V'nivla badag. He's swallowed up in a fish. He's in the belly of the fish. It looks like the winner is Yonah. Looks like Yonah is the big winner. He does not have to say over God's prophecy. Says the Mishnah Berurah. In the end, of course, there's always one winner, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayelech v'yinabe. And he went, and of course, he told over the prophecy to Nineveh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the winner. Whatever it is a person has to do in this world, he has to do it. He can't run away from that calling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the winner. Kein hu adam b'inyanav, and we are all the same. Whatever a person has to do in this world, he should not think that he can run away, because there's no running away. Mukhrochu l'sakein, whatever it is that we have to correct, we must correct it. And says the Chafetz Chaim, we're going to come back to this world again and again. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us of the terrible suffering involved until we do it right. We should be zocha during these aseres yimei tshuva to a tshuva that's magas ad kisei hakavod, tshuva ad Hashem Elokecha mamish, to be zocha to grow to tremendous, tremendous heights and use the tremendous potential that each one of us has to reach tremendous, tremendous heights, and all be zocha to aksiva v'chasima tova.